Yeah. Hey, yo. Mike Missanelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. The Miracle is still alive. I am stunned by this development. The Eagles in the playoffs, the Vikings out of the playoffs. What had to happen yesterday came perfectly in order. It was like a perfect glove fit, what happened yesterday. And I've never been through the final game of a regular season where you were less interested in your home team's game and more interested in the result of another team's game. Now, I'll tell you, you're watching that game. It's, from the first quarter on, you said, oh, there's no way that Washington can win this game, right? You're plugged in. The thought process that was in your head was, can the Vikings possibly lose to the Bears? And in the first half, it became a real possibility, and it built into a crescendo towards the end, and you saw how the Vikings just gave it up and limped out of the playoffs. If I'm a Minnesota Viking fan, I am embarrassed for my franchise. Embarrassed. Seriously. How do you play a game at home, a play-in game, and you come out like that? Now, this story is not about the Minnesota Vikings. They have their own problems. This story is about the Eagles and how far they can take this thing. They become now a dangerous team as they go into the playoffs. Can they pull this off? They're not getting respect in Las Vegas. The line right now is 5.5, 6. I thought it would be 4 at the most, given the Eagles' respect. The Eagles, in fact, had the worst odds to win the whole Super Bowl. So, as we stand now in Vegas, not taking them seriously, which is perfect for this underdog motif, this underdog scenario that this Eagle team likes to play under. And Nick Foles, there's nobody better as an underdog. The numbers are staggering for Nick Foles. But the best record as an underdog by a starting quarterback in the last two seasons is Nick Foles. He is 5-1 as an underdog, an 8.33 winning percentage. I'm carrying this thing to the end. You know I'm on the record saying that if they carry this on, this guy carries this on, I am actually, it's really weird to say, but I'm actually a little more excited about the future of the Eagles. If Foles pulls this off to the level we think he's going to pull it off, to trade Carson Wentz for a boatload and just continue to sustain what you're doing with the Philadelphia Eagles. I know a lot of people don't see it that way. I've been on this, I flipped a couple weeks ago, and I'm seeing a miracle here. And there's no reason for me to think that this miracle can't continue, that he won't beat the Bears, and he won't give him a fighting chance to beat the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. I'm witnessing this kind of miracle that's happened last year that could very well happen again. And if it does, I'm decided. I've decided already. If this continues, let's just say they go into New Orleans. And let's say the Saints need a last-second field goal to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. That would be enough criteria for me to ride with Foles and not go with Wentz. Now, I know this is not a Wentz-Foles discussion today. This is about the Eagles in the playoffs and what they can do from this point on. This team is different right now. They have transformed themselves into a team that is actually viable in the playoffs. Now, we were talking about it how many weeks ago. We were saying, well, even if they get in the playoffs, they're not going to do anything. They have a very real chance to do something as the sixth seed. Now, it's going to take a lot to do it. But if they can get past New Orleans and get past the Chicago Bears, and here's the reason why I think they can do it, the Bears are novices in this thing. The Bears are in the playoffs. Yeah, they're a favorite team. They don't know anything about the playoffs. The Eagles know everything about the playoffs. So even if the game is in Soldier Field in Chicago, I think the Eagles' playoff experience would count for a lot more than what the Bears have. Nick Foles, I mean, do I have to go through this? These are the accolades that he has compiled. Besides the Super Bowl MVP, he's only one of eight quarterbacks to throw seven TD passes in a single game. He has the second best TD interception ratio for a single season in NFL history. He has the highest completion percentage in postseason history. And yesterday he tied another record, 25 straight completions. I've given up. There's no reason to even debate it anymore if he takes this even further. Tyrone, you witnessed it yesterday. You witnessed the miracle. The Vikings lose. The Eagles win. Your thoughts?
I'm really excited about this football game on Sunday. I'm taking everything. I've been 1 week at a time all the way. I'm staying 1 week at a time. I'm excited about the Bears. The Eagles can beat the Bears because they're better than the Bears. I don't even care about the pedigree because the Eagles had no pedigree last year and they won the Super Bowl. They're better. Trubisky can't play. So he can't play.
Yeah,
so,
but he doesn't really have to play with this.
But against the Eagles, he will. Because the Eagles are going to put up 24, 27 points.
You hope.
I believe.
Because the Bears, just like they were in the past when they were winning, ride heavily on their defense, the top scoring defense in the league this season. That's why they win. They don't win because of Mitchell Trubisky.
Now they turn you over.
They run the football and they defend.
They do. And the one concern, as great as Foles has been, is he's had a turnover each one of these games. And the one concern is if he has an early pick, these guys, when they take a pick, they try to take it back. They come back and score. And a 7-0 situation and 10-0 could be bad. That's the one fear because he has turned the ball over in each of these games. But I'm excited because I think the Eagles are 1 week at a time. You beat the Bears, and then I'll worry about the Saints after that. I feel really good about their chances. So I'm excited because I was in dynasty mode to start the season. And they let me down early. But now it's all back, and the dynasty is in play. Repeat is what was on my mind.
I got to give these players credit for being able to come together like they have at the end of the year. It's something I did not expect. And, you know, when a season goes on, the longer season goes on, you have veterans that are kind of banged up. You don't really expect that they would find some kind of new life. But they have found a new life. And coincidentally, the new life occurs when this guy takes over at quarterback. So, like I said before, you can say all you want about who's the more talented player. This team is responding to this guy at quarterback. And there's no reason for me to go at the end of the year and be stubborn about it and say, no, we still have Carson Wentz. He's the franchise quarterback. I know he's a franchise quarterback. I'm also witnessing a transformation on how this team plays when this guy's a quarterback. And I've stopped trying to analyze why. If it's God, it's God. I defer to God. But I know what I see. And what I'm seeing right now is a completely different team than we've seen the entire season. So this is your show today. You tell me how you feel about how this season can turn out. 6 points is a lot of points in a playoff game. I don't like the line at all. But I believe in this team and the way they're playing and their confidence level is at an all-time high. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. You know, there's not many plays that we can analyze in yesterday's game. Because, I don't know, my mind wasn't focused on the actual plays of yesterday's game. My mind was focused on the circumstance. I knew they were going to beat that lousy team, so I wasn't even paying that much attention to the logistics of how they won that game yesterday. But you were, and we'll talk about it. It's the Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We'll be right back.
Yep, it is to 2 o'clock hour on a New Year's Eve. Everybody has plans tonight, or if you're just staying home, have a great New Year's Eve with the fam, your children, loved ones. 2 o'clock hour of the New Year's Eve show and a day after an Eagles win show. Brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit their new location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today. Let's start the Twitter poll. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. From robotic lawnmowers to zero-turn and conventional riding mowers, if it goes in your shed, Moyer has it. Need parts or service, they've got you covered there as well. Miss Natalie Eganoff, Happy New Year's Eve to you, Natalie.
Thank you, Mike. Happy New Year's Eve to you, too. Today's poll, how surprised are you that the Eagles made the playoffs? The options are shocked, not surprised, or good old Nick. 37% say shocked, 18% say not surprised, and 45% say good old Nick.
There you go, good old Nick. And, of course, listen, the landmark situation of yesterday's game was the 19-play, 87-yard, 12-minute drive, right? I'm looking at it. These are the throws that he made. Short middle, short middle, short middle. Short right, short middle, short middle, short middle, short middle, short middle, short right. Boom! He didn't have to throw the ball down the field at all. And when I saw that drive, I said, all right, they're just toying with this team. It's 10-0. They let them hang around the first quarter. I get it. The real focus is on what Minnesota can do. And they did nothing. And there was this guy on Twitter who was like, you know, listen, this is the difference between Philadelphia fans and other fans. Like, if that kind of performance happened to the Eagles, these fans would be all over that team. They would be disgusted and disgraced by that kind of performance. People in Minnesota are actually trying to defend their team. Your franchise is soft. Seriously. It took a miracle for you to get in the playoffs. You stunk in the playoffs last year. And this is unfathomable that you play like this in front of your home crowd in a play-in game where the other team doesn't even need it. It's astounding to me.
And let's not forget that they hate us so much that a media person from Minnesota told us no to come on the air because of the backlash from those crybaby fans.
Exactly. You're a bunch of crybabies. Like, this Twitter guy was going, like, he was defending the whole thing. And I'm going, well, let me check this guy out. So I look at his avatar. He's got a Minnesota Twins jersey on. I go, oh, okay, now I get it. Dude, seriously. You're having a little pride. Your team came up lame yesterday. I'd be angry about it.
They paid a quarterback $84 million, all of it guaranteed. And look what he does last night. All of it guaranteed. Sudfeld had the same amount of touchdown passes as his cousin yesterday. Sudfeld did. And they're okay with it.
Let's go to the phone. Let's talk to the people. Thomas and Broomall. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Thomas.
How was your holidays?
The holiday still continues. Well, tonight, yeah. We got a holiday. Yeah. You know, I had to add it all up before I answer the question.
Gotcha. but yeah, I didn't give this team a chance in hell to get to the playoffs. 95% of all the fans thought so too. But just the way all the pieces fell in place, Foles coming in, us winning games, you know, and then last night having Chicago beat, you know, Minnesota was just the icing on the cake. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm not sure what your question is.
But, so the question is, like, you know, with all the records Foles has, would the Eagles be stupid enough to get rid of him? With, you know, all those records says it as it is. Like, he's a better quarterback.
Well, but he has to carry this on. You can't just stop here. Like, if he didn't win another game, are you advocating that Foles is your quarterback next year? If he doesn't win this game against Chicago, is he your quarterback? Forget the records.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to have, this is now the playoff accomplishment. So the records mean nothing to me. In conjunction with them succeeding in this year's playoffs, they mean something. But I mean, he can't lose to Chicago.
So they go to the Super Bowl, we keep Foles. Would the Eagles
be? I would.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking me whether I would, yes. If this guy takes this team to the Super Bowl in an underdog capacity and they go to the Super Bowl and just say they lose the Super Bowl, I'm riding with him and I'm making a trade with Carson Wentz.
Yeah. The other thing, too, from last year, like the Vikings, you know, they lost last night. I would have thought that they would beat the Bears, have us get out of the playoffs for what we did to the Vikings last year.
Yeah, I understand. They're soft. They're soft. Those fans... There was a smattering of boos at the end of that game last night, right? Can you imagine what Lincoln Financial Field would have been like had the Eagles shown up like that in a play-in game at home. Can you imagine? There's a smattering of Midwestern Minnesota boos, right?
Yeah, there was.
You got to be kidding me.
There was actually a couple boos from Eagles fans up in Washington with Foles through the interception. It was 0-0 at the time, and already fans were like, hold up now. We're not going to have this today. And these Minnesota fans just take it.
And the worst part of it is, not only is your football team limp out of the playoffs, you have to live in Minnesota. That's even worse.
It's freezing.
It's exactly. It's going to be 20 below next week.
Minus 40 tonight.
Let's go to Callis in Upper Darby on 97.5 The Fanatic. Callis.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Callis?
Mike, I want to say something about the Eagles to you, but let me say something real quick to Tyrone. Tyrone, if the Sixers don't get a true point guard that does true point guard stuff and not the wild teacher's pet prodigy, and if they don't get a coach that knows...
And then
they don't get a coach that knows that when it's 2 minutes left in the game... And you're up by four, you got to get the ball in the paint to your big guy so he can get fouls or shoot free throw shots.
Let me stop you. It's not going to happen, so don't even talk about it. It's not going to happen.
Well, let me move on then, okay?
All right, move on.
The optics of Wentz is that... When it looked like the season was over with, his peoples called in to say shut me down. When it looked like they had to go against the Rams and it was no chance for the playoffs, they shut him down. Okay, so I don't want to hear nothing about Wentz because that's the optics of it. It looks like marquee folks on the Eagles, and that's what I think happens. This little injury that doesn't need surgery, that doesn't need nothing. He wants to play now. He wanted to play last week. I don't hear nothing about this, Wentz. I'm about to hang it up. Y'all can talk.
You're an angry dude, man. You are an angry dude. It's New Year's Eve. You're bringing in the new year at Miserab. Good Lord, it's New Year's Eve. 2019 is on the horizon.
It's the greatest sports year in Philadelphia ever.
Come on, Callis. Dave in Holmesburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave. Good Lord.
Happy New Year to you and your crew, Mike.
Pop one of those poppers for crying out loud. Do something.
I got a comment and two questions, if I may, Mike.
Yes.
My comment is you're right. After the Eagles took a 10-0 lead, I was on red zone the rest of the night.
Exactly. That Washington team is laughable. And I'm watching Josh Johnson trying to move that team. I'm going, oh, good Lord. Give me something. I was flipping around trying to get a drama show on.
Hey, now, question one. If Foles goes to the plays out of his mind against Chicago and they still lose, do you still not bring him back?
If he loses, no, not bring him back.
Out of his mind, though.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
The miracle's over. God is saying he's out of miracles.
Question
the miracle has to continue.
You last week. And I asked you about if they could sign him as a free agent, Foles, and trade. You said they couldn't do it.
No.
What if they put the franchise tag on him?
He's already got a contract. They can't put a franchise tag on him. He's got an option. He's got an option for $20 million, so they can't franchise him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
His
contract, if they want him back, he's got a provision in his contract that they can renew him for $20 million a year. So they can't just rip that up and franchise him.
So they can't just dim the contract?
But even if they could franchise him, they would have to pay him $25 to $30 million.
I'd do it.
I want something in return. You can't trade him. So, like, what's the point of putting a franchise tag on him?
I just want something in return for you.
Yeah, I understand. That ship sailed. You had to make a choice, like, before the season. That's what we're talking about. You get a second-round pick for him or be prepared to have him walk. You don't get anything for him unless you keep him. So the choice is keep him or keep Wentz. That's your decision. The circumstances for me could get to a point where I actually say trade Wentz. Yes. Yes. I'm telling you flat out. The circumstances could be such where I know that I got tremendous value I can get in return for a guy. This guy's 29 years old. He's moving a team. They seem to be a different team with him at quarterback. I'm convinced. So what would make me stop? That I have this golden franchise quarterback? He may be a golden franchise quarterback. I don't know that yet. What I know that there's always another franchise quarterback coming out of a draft. You just got to pick the right one. And in the meantime, I got 3 years to 3-4 years to figure it out. If Foles is my starter. So where do I lose? Where do I actually lose? If I make that decision and this season goes where I think it's going to go and it ends in the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl, and this guy has taken him there, how could I possibly walk away from him? I can't do it. I was listening to Rex Ryan. Now, I know Rex Ryan's a blowhard on Get Up, but he said the same thing. You can't, at that point, how can you get rid of him?
Well, in that scenario, you can't. Plus, the Raiders have 3 first-round picks, and the 2 biggest Carson Wentz fans other than Anthony in the world both work for the Raiders now. Because Mayock's the GM now.
Mayock loves him.
And so does Gruden. Uh-huh. So they would give you 2 of those first-round picks for him.
But I have to laugh at, like, you know, I know this Giants trade would never happen. Well, I don't want to face once twice a year. Twice a year? It's not like baseball where you're playing a team ball. It's twice a year. You can't defend a guy twice a year. I don't want him to come back and haunt. Let him haunt.
Well, he definitely would win the Super Bowl.
I understand this. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to give him to somebody in division. Why? Twice a year. You'll split anyway. What's the difference? Kevin in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Kev?
Everybody?
You too, buddy.
Thanks. I don't want to talk about Carson Wentz, how he's feeling, or are they going to bring Nick back? I want to enjoy the moment. And also, I'm glad to see Jason Peters in his first playoff game. I'm also glad to see Darren Sproles in his first playoff game as an Eagle. Let's go, Birds.
Well, there you go. All right, man. You just want to make a statement? That's cool. He's on the record. Paul, King of Prussia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Paul.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Paul?
Man, I woke up very perplexed. My mind's in a pretzel just about this whole quarterback situation, because part of me is seeing, you know, one of the great performances week in and week out, efficiency, and it makes you think, right? Because I think you never want to let something go that could, to your earlier point, come back and haunt you, right?
So, well, it's not going to come back and haunt you. Like, what can come back and haunt you? I don't get that.
Well,
part
this guy could go on to win another, you know, NFC championship.
Who are you talking about? Wentz?
No, Foles.
Oh, well, yeah, but you can't do anything
and
about
that's
that.
The more probable outcome here is he's going to walk, he's going to go to another team. And to see him flourish when we deal with someone.
Yeah, but maybe he won't flourish with another team. You've seen it before where he has the capability of not flourishing. Maybe this is just a special situation. Foles has to be an Eagle
that's
to flourish.
My mind's in a pretzel. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
To me, it's very simple. And you have to bring base logic. If he takes them to a level that you can't turn away from him, he's your quarterback, and you don't lose anything because you're going to get value for Wentz, and you can draft another quarterback, and you
when
have
you
a lot of...
When you say value for Wentz, what do you think we can get for
two
Wentz?
First-round really picks!
You really think...
You can get two first-round picks and a player!
And there's also an injury issue with Wentz. His back, that vertebrae issue is
let me tell you something, all right? Carson Wentz has tremendous value. Tremendous. It doesn't matter if he has an injured vertebrae. So you got to decide, Paul. You have to decide what you want to do. Me, the guy gets to a certain level, my mind is made up.
No, I got you. I think understanding what that value is in a short time frame to make decisions on that's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be difficult at all. I don't. I don't think it'd be difficult at all. I think that people will pay heavy ransom for Carson Wentz. In this league, where everybody's in search of the franchise quarterback, you've already had one anointed as a franchise quarterback, you wouldn't pay for that? Of course you would. The Eagles paid for that. He didn't even prove himself and the Eagles paid. He's proven himself to be a bona fide potential star quarterback in this league. Jacksonville picks 6th?
Think so.
The Giants pick 7th?
I think.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's a pretty good pick. Vicente in Lansdowne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vicente.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Happy Feliz Año Nuevo, Vicente.
Yes, are you familiar with the greatest hits of Chicago and the Eagles, musically speaking?
I was a big Chicago fan back in the day.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to demonstrate to you why the Eagles are going to defeat Chicago, okay?
Okay.
Musically speaking.
Musically speaking.
Yes.
Yes. Are you talking about the band Chicago or the music out of Chicago?
The band.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Yeah.
All right, so the Eagles will take it to the limit and will bring a peaceful, easy feeling to their fans.
That's the Eagles.
We will celebrate.
Okay, that's the Eagles.
It's nice drinking a sweet tequila sunrise. So, Mikey Miss, don't be a desperado and take it easy.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're perplexing me. What? You brought up the band Chicago, but you're going with the band the Eagles.
I'm confused. The Eagles have much more greatest hits than Chicago.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, Mike, don't be a desperado and take it easy. Because our current MVP is living his life in the fast lane. He is our new kid in town.
Vicente, estoy confundido.
Don't be confused. What is the greatest hit that Chicago has to offer? What? 25 or 64?
Oh, man, he gets further and further out there.
I get what he was trying to say now.
Yeah.
It just took him. He's saying that the Eagles as a band is a better band than Chicago as a band. So
yeah,
therefore,
I know what he was trying to say.
Here's the problem with that. Chicago is a better band than the Eagles.
Yes, they are.
The Eagles
I agree
just happen
that.
To have the hits.
More hits.
Yeah, but Chicago's a better band.
Chicago is a great
band. It's a great band.
They were so innovative.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, I was saying.
I can't go there.
Confundido.
Yeah, if we're going to do music, we lose. So can't do that.
All right, Vicente. Let's go Lamar in Philly. Lamar, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lamar.
Yo, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Lamar? How you doing?
Not bad, man. I was calling, Mike. It's good to see you finally come around on a few topics, Mike.
2 weeks ago, dude. This is not new.
But I've called you every week for the last few weeks at work. Me and a couple of guys would call. And for weeks, you guys would kill Wentz. Tyrone even going as far as to say at one point, Foles is only a 3-game quarterback. Correct. And which we never understood the logic when you would always say the eye test. The eye test have always shown that these guys play much better around.
Yeah, in a small sample size. But you can't deny it's been a small sample size. But that being said, I don't care anymore that it's a small sample size.
All right, also, on vacation this week, I heard you also say another topic about Ben Simmons. Finally, it felt like it took forever for anybody to bash this guy. Finally, I heard you come around and say things about Ben Simmons.
Yeah, well, you weren't listening earlier in the season because it said the same thing.
Well, Mike, all I heard early in the season was Markelle Fultz.
I said that to make Ben Simmons actually shoot the basketball, the only alternative that you have is to say you're going to play four until you want to shoot the basketball.
And I totally agree with that. But with him being such this big protege, do you think they'll ever make this guy basically play power forward, and will they pay him?
No, he doesn't.
Money?
He doesn't. He shouldn't play power forward. Okay, he shouldn't. He's a point guard, so he should not be a power forward. You people he's not a point guard. You're misguided. He is such an advantage, a point guard. The only thing he has to do is shoot the basketball. He wouldn't be a good four.
Well, let me ask you this, Mike. Do you pay him the max money?
Yes.
You don't think that sets the team back if this guy never developed? I know it's not our money.
Lamar, listen, Lamar. I know that he's not. The guy is a triple double threat every game. Do you know how rare that is?
Mike,
enough. If you don't see how good Ben Simmons is, I can't. You know, I don't want to explain it anymore. All right, the guy is always going to play point guard as a Sixer. He should always play point guard. The only thing he has to do is shoot the frickin' ball. Does it annoy me? Yes. It annoys me that he won't attempt to shoot the ball. I can't explain it. I've never seen anything like it. But the solution is not to make him a four, because he gives you the edge that nobody else has in the league at that size with that handle and that speed at one. Come on, man. Let's go to Mike in Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Mike?
Happy New Year. Oh, man, the Eagles are looking as good as we could ever ask of them.
There you go, buddy.
And I'm telling you, we got to roll with Foles. I love Carson Wentz, Mike. He's a quality player, but Foles, there's something about him that the Eagles play, like you said, he plays, the team plays so hard for this man. And I don't see anybody that can stop us right this moment. I really don't.
Well, they're 6-point underdog in Chicago next week, Mike.
I know 6 points. 6-point underdog, but I can't see how that quarterback's going to handle our defensive line. I just don't see it.
Okay. All right, buddy. I like the way you're thinking.
Happy New Year, Mike, and God bless the Eagles.
You too, Mike. God bless the Eagles. Well, let me give you a little tidbit on Mitchell Trubisky. At home this year, 7-1, QBR 80, compared to on the road, 54. 19 TDs to 9 interceptions at home. Interestingly enough, here is the main battle that will take place with the Bears. The Bears have one of the best offensive lines in football. The Eagles finished first in pass rush win rate, while the Bears finished third in pass block win rate. Love and hate.
Love
Radio always. Raheem.
Love always wins.
Love always wins. Love, knock him out. Natalie has no idea what I just
did. That's from the movie, Do the Right Thing.
I don't think
Radio Raheem, one of the great characters ever in a movie.
Yeah. Literally will walk around with the big boom box.
You see Do the Right Thing now?
No.
Oh, you got to check it out.
It's on Netflix.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
It's on Netflix.
Check it out. Yo, Sal, man. Hey, you got a brothers on the wall. Jim in Boyertown. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, Mike. How are
What's
you?
What's going on, Jim?
Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
Hey, listen. I thought of something, and I just have a strong feeling about this, about why we need to trade Wentz. I think he's damaged goods. I think between watching Foles take this team to the Super Bowl, between the injury he had to come back from, I think as far as a Philadelphia Eagle, he will always see himself being compared to what Foles has done, and I think he's damaged goods as an Eagle.
All right, so you gave me two reasons there. Number one, which one are you going to rest on, the damaged goods or the fact that he's going to now have this pressure to live up to Foles, and maybe he can't do that, and he's going to try too hard?
Damaged goods.
Damaged goods. See, I don't think he's damaged goods. I think a guy that gets hit like that is going to, you know, have bumps and bruises and gonna crack and this and that. He's got to learn not to get hit like that, which means he has to learn to play more like Foles, which is to get the ball out of his hand. I don't think he's damaged goods.
Not even mentally. You don't think there's that mental piece where...
No, I think next year, I think it takes 2 full years to come off an ACL. So I think next year he'll be much clearer physically, and the Eagles won't miss a beat. But it's how this other guy now has emerged, and my three headed equation is Foles. Obviously, a team responds to Foles. B,
agreed.
You can get a lot for Wentz, and C, you can get another franchise quarterback in a draft because now you have time to do that. If Foles is going to be your starter, it's not an immediate need.
Correct.
So and you can I get the best one that comes that. Out. Like it, yeah. In 2 years, in 2020, it's a monster class. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm pro Foles, but he has to take it to the end. Like if he loses this week, I'm out. Wentz is my guy.
See, I have to disagree with you there. I think he has done enough.
Nah.
This team.
He's done enough losing the first round of playoffs. That's not done enough.
No. I'm talking going back.
Forget going back.
Record.
Forget it. Forget going back. He has to thrive now. This is the chance to thrive now, to convince everybody. He's got to win this game. Come on, Jim. He hasn't done enough yet.
He'll win the Bears.
All right.
I agree. He'll
okay, if he wins against the Bears and he plays the Saints to the hilt and they come from behind and win on a last-second field goal, That to me is the same thing as a win if I'm valuing Foles. But he can't lose this game and have me come on Monday and say I'm still riding with Foles. Because the miracle then would be shattered. The miracle has to continue for me to ride the Foles thing. I got a lot at stake here. I'm giving up a franchise quarterback. So Foles has to make me look good. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia. It'd be nice if we took this show to Chicago later in the week, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be so nice.
It would be.
How do we get there?
There's NBC Sports Chicago, so we can do the TV from somewhere out there using their money.
Or we can do it in an Eagles bar, and they can bring the cameras live. Yeah, this is a suggestion to the powers that be.
Yeah, just from Chicago, though. They don't have to send people from Philly. We use their cameras.
Their cameras can come out.
Yeah.
But I'm sure NBC Sports Philly sending some cameras out there.
It's the best idea you've had all year.
And also, I think next year, thinking long term, we found out that the Dolphins are one of the Eagles' opponents. There's no reason for the show not to be in Miami.
Oh, true. Have to go to Miami.
I would think it would make for great TV if we did the show live from a Chicago bar.
Yep.
But what do I know about television? I know I have to sit down and order a meal. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh. Yes.
All right, let's go to Bernie in Cape May. Bernie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bernie.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Bernie? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I think you are prophetic. I think you are the ghost of Christmas present. because your idea about if everything remains the same, and he does what he did last year, runs the table and gets to the Super Bowl, how can you not keep him? And what you could get for a boatload for Wentz, I can't see how you can't do it.
Well, I mean, listen, I've thought about this a lot, and I've come up with the logical three-headed equation here. Because if I sign Foles and get the boatload for Wentz, it gives me time to draft another franchise quarterback. I can take my time with that, right? And they come along all the time.
You have a half decent backup with Nate, so you had that for a while. He can come in if everything happened.
Yeah, I'm not so sure he's a decent backup, but you can always get a backup. I don't know from Nate Sudfeld, to be honest with you.
But he looked happy the times he was in, so I'm not worried about the backup. But with what he has brought to the table, and the man can play big games, huge games.
Yeah, well.
And come through phenomenally. Mm-hmm. So I just, when you came on, I think it is God. I think it's
Well, think about this. If it's God, God has to have a give back here. Because this is the anniversary of the Fog Bowl, where that game was stolen from the Eagles.
Now
they go to Soldier Field. If God's invested at all, which I think he is, because he's proven with the quarterback, then I think this is a give back at Soldier Field.
Absolutely.
All right,
this
brother.
This is a give back game. Okay. Got it, Happy man. New Year again.
Yep, there it is. Let's see. The defending Super Bowl champions as wild cards. They're the fifth defending Super Bowl champion since 1990 to make the playoffs as a wild card. None of the previous four advanced to the conference championship.
Underdogs again, Mike.
And they like that.
Mm-hmm.
They like that underdog situation. Let's see. There's another stat could be in their favor. Most consecutive playoff wins as an underdog in the Super Bowl era. New York, 7 from 2007 to 11. From 19, you have to go way back to 1976 to 83. Oakland, Los Angeles, 6. 2012-14, Baltimore 4, Dallas 4, 70-72. Philadelphia's won 3 straight as an underdog. They would have to win 3 more straight. They would be an underdog in every game.
Yeah, this could be the greatest road ever, though. If they went beat Chicago, the Saints, the Rams, and then the record-setting mm-hmm. Chiefs, this would be the greatest yes. Super Bowl run in NFL history. And then, mm-hmm. then it's no doubt about it, not only is Nick Foles the franchise quarterback, if he pulled that off, he's headed for the Hall of Fame. And yeah. I'm serious.
Listen, I'm trying to be fair here. And try to be analytical about this. The only team that really scares me where I go, they probably don't have a chance to win that game, is the second game in New Orleans. Bears are playoff flimsy. This is a new deal for them. The Rams, you know, in a pressure situation, I'm not sure that quarterback handles his business. And then you got the Chiefs, and they're formidable, obviously. So, but I wouldn't even care if they went to that Super Bowl and they lost that Super Bowl. That would totally be enough for me. And it almost would be enough for me if Foles almost beats New Orleans, that I root with the guy at that point.
It's a little thin.
Semi-thin. Depending on how the game, like if the game, if New Orleans has to win the game 35-32 or 3 or 4 on a last second field goal, that's enough for me.
But what if they're rolling and then he throws a pick and that pick is what leads to that?
Obviously. But if he plays it well and has the lead to the point where the Saints, Breeze has to come back and get a field goal to win the game, I'm in.
All right.
That's it.
I need him to get to the Rams. Okay. He gets to the Rams, I'm done with Carson. I actually, out of love for Carson, I'm done with Carson. Because I think it would be unfair to bring him back here with the ghost of Foles over his shoulder.
He has to win this game for me to comply with this Foles thing. Has to win against the Bears. Can't lose against the Bears. 610-632-0975. We roll into the 3 o'clock hour. Brian Westbrook will join us for a little bit at 4 o'clock for his analysis. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.